Yeah, story of my life. I was checking out a bunch of old meters I got in a drawer. I got a tester that tests them, and it wouldn't work. I couldn't figure out why. I said, jeez. You put the test meter, you make a series circuit with the milliamper, the power supply, originally it was a 10K resistor, variable resistor, which I later changed to a 150, worked better, 150,000 ohms. And I wasn't getting any readings at that. What in the heck? I started tearing the circuit apart because I built it, and I thought I probably did something wrong. I'm messing with it, tried different things, worked on it for a day and a half, and it finally dawned on me that the DVM I was using, the current session was not working. I opened the battery compartment up, found an open fuse, replaced the fuse, and it worked fine. There was nothing wrong with the circuit. It was, without a milliamper in line, you have an open circuit.
Yeah, I've been down that road before. Exact same situation. I found out that one of my very old digital meters that I use, if one of the fuses is blown, the resistance scale just kind of produces random numbers. I won't read a resistance. It'll just come up with something random. I don't really understand that, but I chased the bad circuit for 3 days before I figured out it was the meter and not the circuit. Can't see it away, mobile.
WV at ICU, great. I've done that before too. I worked for 30 years with the state police as a radio technician. I should have known better, but made those mistakes when I was working too. I was a lot younger then, because I retired in '02, so that's been a while. This thing's working fine now. No problem at all. Yeah, something else I found out that I didn't know. I turned the meter off, and I could still adjust for full scale. What the heck? Of course, I couldn't read it because I didn't have the meter on. Apparently, just the meter leads being across there completes the circuit whether you're on or not. Just doesn't tell you what it is. Of course, I can read it on the meter that I'm testing. That surprised me. I've always known that, the old Simpsons and triplets and that, the old analog meters, the only reason the battery was there was for the ohm circuit. Everything else would work without it.